880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Boy, am I excited about today's show. We've got my friend Peter Zawiski, whose name I never pronounce correctly. You may know him as, can I say it, Peter, the condo, can I say it? The condo V? Vulture?
Yeah, I think it is vulture time.
Okay. But we'll still talk about Crane Spotters. You know every deal, you know every unit, you know all the ins and outs of the condo market. And you got your business partner with you, Seth Dennison, who Seth founded a fund to take advantage of all your inside information. And we're going to take a peek under the hood. And then after that, we're going to talk to Craig Studnicki. He's a head guy over at ISG, the president over there. We're going to talk to him about his view of the market. It's condos. It's all day. We're going to rock it. And we're going to start with Wanda. Rock.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next it's black.
Oh, yeah. All right. We got something new today on Freedom Business. We're trying out broadcasting on Instagram. So if you're looking for us on Facebook, look for Jim Freed 1 on Instagram. That's right. Jim Freed 1 on Instagram is where we're going to be broadcasting today's show live.
Is that the number one?
Of course it's the number one.
Silly me.
You are silly. Okay, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their store up in Gainesville. It's got all those hot Audis. And, of course, they've got their store in Key West that's got just about everything you're looking for. Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and they're all exceptional cars. That means they've got complimentary dent repair. That's the advantage. Key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, give me the good part here.
Should I cool it or should I blow?
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios. Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. TheBiz.com.
All right. Now, hey, maybe you need some real estate capital for your deal. Maybe you want to buy a block of condos with the guys over here. Well, if you want to buy them, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm Jim Freed, and I can help you get your deal closed. Maybe you're a realtor and you're looking to do an investment deal. Maybe you're an investor and you've got cash in your deal and you'd like to pull some out. I can help you get that cash out mortgage. Let me tell you about a deal I closed today. We helped an Argentinian investor who owned all cash in one of the deals in Edgewater pull some money out. That's right. We got them their loan. It wasn't easy, but we helped them and we got it done. Today, they've got what's called a cash out mortgage. That's right. They're spending the money that they got from us. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we are on with two of the people that probably know more about the condo market than just about anybody else in South Florida. We've got my friend Peter Z, who I won't butcher his name again. How do you say that last name, Peter?
Depends on what part of the town you're in, but Zalewski, Zalewski, if you want to go Russian.
How about the condo guy?
What's the other part of town?
some part that's not Slavic.
Okay. Oh. And then we've got Seth Dennison, and Seth is the founder of?
Brickell Ventures.
All right. What is Brickell Ventures, Seth?
We are a private equity fund that focuses on the acquisition of residential condos in downtown Miami.
Okay, very cool. Why would the fund be focused on that, Peter?
Oh, because it's all going to heck.
Oh, wow. Thank you for using a radio-friendly word there. So why do you think that things have clay feet?
Seth, you want me to answer that or you want to take it? Yeah, it's very simple. We are like heroin addicts. We like the high. So we build, we sell the units, and then lo and behold, market changes, and then we have to go through our withdrawals. So did you ever see the movie Trainspotting?
Huh?
Trainspotting, Irvin Welsh.
No.
He's a Scottish author who actually lives on the beach, splits his time between the beach and here. And if you watch that movie, you'll get a good idea as to how the Miami condo market works. It's all about the high. Everybody's loving it. They're partying like rock stars. And lo and behold, at some point, you run out of cash, and then you have to go through withdrawals and wean yourself off.
Wow. Before we get any further, Seth, we were introduced by Melissa, and I want to say a thank you to Melissa for introducing us and for helping me out as my personal banker. I want to say a high five to Melissa, by the way.
Can you believe that was almost 8 years ago?
No way.
It seems like just yesterday.
Wow, that's amazing. So what's happened in the last 8 years in the condo market that prompted you to want to put together Brickell Ventures, your opportunity fund?
Well, we're really more focused on the last six, but in the last six, we had a pre-development cycle in 12 to 14. A lot of people went down to South America. A bunch of units were sold pre-development for 50% deposits. A bunch of promises made of 20% profits on the back end at the closing table. Lo and behold, here we are in 2018, and those buyers are sitting at the closing table without being able to dispose of their units because there's just too much saturation on the market.
Peter, why would he say that?
I think as you look around, you're seeing a ton of towers going up and you're seeing a ton of units that are trying to be resold. I mean, generally speaking of the units that have been announced during this cycle, you're looking at about 47,000. If anybody was here back last go around, between 2003 and 2010, we put up about 49,000. So we're pretty much on par with last time. Roughly 72% of all of the condos that are coming this cycle, which began roughly in about 2011 or so, about 71% are in Dade County. Drill down even further, roughly 45% of all condos this cycle, they're in downtown Miami. So you can imagine where we're playing.
Yeah, it seems to me like you've picked that out as a place, and I guess you'd know building by building where the inventory is?
Well, last cycle, anybody remembers me from the condo vulture days, we had to go in and model all the different buildings, figure out where the unsold inventory was. This time, developers were handing out the information, so we said, let's just start collecting it all, put it in a database, hence Crane Spotters, and now that the market's going to heck, we're simply using that information against the developers.
So then you've done a number of walkabouts, I'll call them, where you go with people that are interested in investing with Seth and you in your fund. Tell me a little bit about that, Seth. How does that work?
Yeah, so a lot of out-of-towners really can't appreciate the depth of this market without actually going and pounding the pavement. When you're in a car, there's just something that's limiting about that. You can't see all the different cranes that are up in the air and the different people walking around, buildings, etc. So when you go and actually pound the pavement and you can see every corner and every nook and cranny, it really is very telling.
You know, so you mentioned that it's people from out of town that you walk around. Are you finding that people from in town are focused on this? Maybe they're fatigued. Maybe it's not something that they see right in front of their face. What is the apparent perception that people in our market have of what's going on? I'm going to ask Seth again, Seth, because you talk to everybody.
Sure. So a lot of the out-of-towners really don't understand the depth as before, as I mentioned before. The folks that are here, they smell the blood in the water. They don't believe that it's here yet. And so everybody that I've spoken to locally just keeps on saying, well, let's talk about it in 6 months. Let's talk about it in 12 months. But the out-of-towners, they're seeing that writing on the wall. And so what we're doing with a lot of the New York and Los Angeles, Atlanta-based investors that are backing our fund is we're showing them why ultimately we are on the brink and the precipice of distress.
Can I give you the rub, Jim?
Give it to me. I was going to come right back to you. You haven't had enough coffee. You haven't interrupted yet. So now I think we're getting where we need to go.
About 9 o'clock is when I peak. So I'm just building up. I'm okay. On the right side of the curve.
Well, we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
All right. So if I can, to add to what Seth is sort of talking about, effectively, most of the people in this town work on the sell side. They're selling condos, they're building condos, they're doing build out, they're doing a variety of different things. So the big game, if you're going out hunting and you're going to need to sort of nourish yourself off of something, what it is, it's the condos. So as the condo market goes to heck, a lot of people are suddenly under serious pressure, whether you're laying tile, whether you're doing finance, you're doing title, you're doing a variety of different things. So you might live horizontal in what I call Kendallandia, which is the western suburbs. But lo and behold, whatever happens at the condo market, the vertical stuff, that's probably going to impact the way you live your lifestyle going forward. And last cycle was a good example of that.
Yeah, well, this town has always been built on residential. It's just that it was horizontal for so many years. We've had, you know, two cycles, maybe two and a half, because I think the cycle before the last one, a little bit more. It used to be that they'd only build one building at a time. Usually that building was by country. You know, you could see this is when the Venezuelans came, this is when the Colombians came, these were the Jews from New York. It's totally different now. Tell me what the difference is, Peter.
I think what the difference is this go around is you had a lot of foreign money that came in here. They had very rich currencies against U.S. dollar. Remember, go back to 2011. This country was struggling. It was coming out of the Great Recession. A variety of different things were going on.
Weak dollar?
Weak dollar. I mean, the damn Canadians. They were coming down. The Canadian currency, if you ask one of them, the loonie should be going for about 70 cents to the dollar, to the U.S. dollar. Lo and behold, what's happening now, or what happened during the downturn, it was on par. It was actually more valuable than U.S. dollar. And now it's retreating. And as it retreats, those people who felt wealthy 5, 6, 7 years ago, they put down their cash. Now they're realizing that maybe they're not as wealthy as they thought they were going to be.
And what happened with the Latin American folks?
Well, part of it has to do with what I call the orange swan in Wall Street. They call it the black swan when there's an event that you don't necessarily see coming. I call it the orange swan because
I guess I get what it is.
The immigration issue has been really critical to Dade, more so than anywhere else in South Florida. So as people are feeling unwelcome, what they're saying is, okay, I still want to invest in, say, Miami, but I'm not necessarily sure if I want to be here for the next 7 years if he gets reelected. At least I'll ride it out for the next couple of years. What that's doing is creating a vacuum and an opportunity, which is why where Seth and I come in.
Yeah, and it also, if they're not going to be there, then they're going to want to rent. And so I got to believe that there's impact on that as well. Do you track rental units and rental buildings?
Rental buildings are difficult to track simply because it's the Wild West. And anybody out there who doesn't really know how the play or the hustle works in Miami, when you begin in real estate, the last bit of business you want to do is rentals. Why? Because renters are flakes. They'll flip out. They're not going to rent a place. You spend all kind of time. They end up going somewhere else. Deal gets done in 3 days and you make a grand. Lo and behold, you sell a condo. You get a 10% commission, $500,000 condo. You're putting 50 grand in your pocket. So not a lot of people want to use the rental game other than the rookies. So the rookies, you then take the information. They put it in what's called the multiple listing service. That information may or may not be correct. And you also have out-of-town REITs who are going to turn around and not list the information in the MLS. So in other words, the rental market is a total scam. You have no idea what things are trading at. The only thing you can do is lick your finger, hold it up, and see which way the wind's blowing.
I got to have this guy on more often. My gosh, Peter. Can you do me a favor? We're going to take a break for a second. I'm going to ask Peter to go get some more coffee. Seth, you stay here with me.
No more coffee.
No, I want this guy a gallon of coffee. We should have Cafe Bustelo as a sponsor, Wanda. Can you work on that for me?
Sure.
Thank you so much. And also, Wanda, I think I'm going to give these guys a little indication of how good I'm feeling with them. So let's give them a high five.
We do everything we...
Wanda, you pushed a thank you. Wanda, you recorded it. When you recorded it, it got...
It's because I'm standing up. I can't reach buttons.
You are the best. Okay, well, we're going to come back. You guys can spend another few minutes with me, right?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
This is great. Okay, well, if you want to know about condos, I got the guys that know about the condos, at least in downtown. And maybe, and afterwards, we're going to talk with Craig Stuchnicki from ISG. They're all over Dade County and South Broward. So we got a real good bird's eye view of the condo market. I'm starting to talk like you,
yeah,
Peter.
Yeah, you are.
I am talking like him. So we'll be back after this as I try to find my voice.
Another brother noticed me. I'm up on him. He up on me. Don't pay him any attention. Just pride my
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're having a great time. Look for Wanda's video on Peter's. Peter's having a great time. We're all having a great time. I got to get these guys back more often. Wanda, keep on rocking there. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And don't forget, they've got a store up in Gainesville that sells Audi. Their store in Key West sells all kinds of nameplates. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years. I know my mom drives that person crazy. That's right. My mom's a member of the Warren Henry family. So is my wife. And, of course, I am, too. You should check them out. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's dance with Wanda.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Yeah, we're having too much fun, Wanda. Instagram did their thing, but I put us back on. People can watch us on Instagram.
Aw, man.
That's okay. We're just having fun, but I know how to get around that, and I will from now on.
We know how to do things.
Exactly. Hey, you know what else I know how to do? How to get you financed. You need to close in a week? I can do that. You give me a call, 305-773-6300. One person makes the decision. We'll commit that day. We'll close in a week. We can do up to $15 million. We're private lenders. We're one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. You in your condo, like these guys are saying? Buy it for all cash, like these guys are saying? Close on it and want to pull some cash out? I can help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Russian, we'll finance you. Latin American, Canadian, U.S. person with poor credit, we can help all those people. If you've got a challenge, I've got a solution. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are with my good friend Peter. I won't mention his last name because I can't pronounce it correctly. And we're, what is it again, sir?
Don't give up.
Okay, Peter's Lewiski.
Call me Mr. Peter.
Mr. Peter. I bet. Okay. And and we've got my good friend Seth Dennison here. I'm going to say a high five to the better part. Seth's partner.
Wife.
Yeah, Melissa. She's the real deal.
Peter's my partner. Melissa's my wife.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. So, Peter, let's go back to it. What's different today than what happened in the last cycle, and why does anybody care?
Well, I think one of the things that's different is battle scars. There's a lot of people walking around with some serious battle scars. People who had played last condo cycle, again, 03 to 10, peaked in 6, began to fall at 7, bottomed in 9, was pretty much cleaned up in 10. A lot of those people are still trying to come back from where they were. Let me give you, for instance, if you bought a condo in 2006 in greater downtown Miami, on average, and if you would have held it the whole time through until the peak of this current cycle, you never would have got back to where you were. You never hit that high water mark. Now, you went to other markets like Miami Beach, Sunny Isles, places like that, you were able to do it. So downtown Miami is this special animal that people keep believing in. Why? Because the prospect is so interesting. I would make the argument, though, is you ever see the movie Gangs in New York?
Yes.
Okay. So I would make the argument right now, Miami Incorporated 1896 is going through a Gangs in New York fight between developers. This is a knife fight. All these developers are trying to put up stuff, trying to outdo each other. And who ultimately is going to benefit? It's going to be the low-hanging fruit opportunist.
So then, what I've noticed that you talked about the different markets is there really is no limit to supply in downtown. You got this infinite vertical zoning, and there's going to be less and less parking required because of the way that Miami 21 works and because of the way that the paradigm for development is shifting. So I can see where downtown would have had a little bit of a suppression on price recovery versus Miami Beach, which has really got a limit on developable beachfront sites. They're real expensive. Now you got to do a teardown.
True, true, true. Well, what I would also add to Downtown Miami, don't forget the rentals. By some estimates, Miami Downtown Development Authority, they're predicting somewhere in the ballpark of 8,000 rentals. We got 20,000 condos coming, of which at least 12,000 will be constructed and or completed. The other 8 are sort of iffy. But so we're talking about 20,000 additional units hitting a market that up until 2002 had about 11,500. Where are we going to end up at the end of the day? Somewhere around 60,000 condo units since 2002.
Yeah, but the creatives, that started the creatives coming here. It meant that they could afford to live here, that they could move out of wherever they were and come down here and then do their thing in Wynwood, which had no housing. So they were living in all these units. So that could possibly happen again and benefit our economy by addressing the affordability issue. And Seth, if you buy these units, how are you going to price them? Are you going to hold them for sale, for resale? Are you going to create a portfolio of rentals? What's your strategy if you can share it?
Yeah, we absolutely can share it. We ultimately believe the long-term prospects of downtown Miami are very strong, very robust. There's quite a lot of population growth, a lot of labor growth, a lot of wage growth. It's just going to take some time for that population to ultimately catch up to the abundance of inventory. So as the spigot gets shut off on new development in the next 12 months or so, I ultimately believe that when the next cycle occurs in 2022 or so, there will be opportunities then for new development. In the interim, we're here to ultimately collect a portfolio, rent them during a hold period, and make dispositions in 2022.
You see, it's because the supply is added lumpy. You know, you got 400 units at a pop, and you really can't stop, although I've seen it before, and it's ugly if they stop in the middle. But they can't stop. And once they go, the apartments will never stop because those guys are capitalized before they close on the land. And in the current model, the condo guys won't stop because they're building with OPM. Tell me a little bit about the different model this time, Peter.
Well, last time I was working as a broker, I had a lot of money coming through my way. I'm a licensed broker, been licensed since the late 90s. So last time I was a broker, I didn't want to take any kind of allegiance with one fund, one institutional group versus another. This time, what I realized is the guys last time didn't know what the hell they were doing. We were bringing great deals. Cost of roughly about $300 a foot or so to build a tower, we were making offers and getting counters about $125 a foot. Very, very, very. Think about going into Macy's anywhere and getting roughly 60, 70% off something brand new. That's the type of deals that were out there. But a lot of the New Yorkers and the out-of-towners, they didn't understand the nuances of South Florida as well as downtown Miami. So this time I joined forces with Seth, who's a local guy, been in the business for quite some time. He understands it's local, and we're going to use our brain power rather than relying on some New York committee to parachute in, have their people run the numbers and come up with some sort of decision that probably is going to be a wrong decision.
What makes you think that we're starting to get to the point where attractive deals will be had? Have you seen any excess supply trade yet?
Anecdotal or statistically?
You tell me.
All right, so let me give you anecdotal first and foremost. Anecdotal commissions during at the beginning of this cycle, if you brought a buyer in as a realtor, a real estate agent, and you got paid a commission, it was 5%. So a $100,000 deal would mean a $5,000 commission. What is that commission today? 10%. There's one example. Another example, we've had three mayors get busted by the police, by the feds, by whoever, for basically making things, greasing the wheels to let developments go. Typically, at the end of a cycle down here, politicians start to sort of go by the wayside. And then the other thing is that we're starting to see the amount of supply increase. Downtown Miami today, about 32 months of supply. What is the equilibrium? About 6 months. Less supply means the seller has the advantage. More supply means the buyer has the advantage. So if 6 months is the equilibrium, and overall in Dade County, about 16 months. So it's double in downtown Miami. And this is still before another 4,000 to 6,000 units will be delivered in the next 12 months or so.
We've only got about 5 minutes left, and I want to just get your expertise on some of the other submarkets. Can you dance me around Dade and Broward County just a little bit?
Absolutely, but I'm going to be looking at it from a buy-side perspective, not a sell-side.
That's okay. I just want your perspective, and then, you know, we'll figure it out from there.
Sunny Isles Beach, going to hell. Bay Harbor, going to hell. Surfside, Bell Harbor, doing okay. Miami Beach, it'll sort of tough it out because you have some wealthy individuals who don't necessarily want to take it on the chin just yet. Grove is being spoken about how great it is, how it's coming back. Go out there, have a drink, have some dinner. You'll see there's no one around. No way to justify the pricing, which is more equivalent to the Barrier Island. Go to a place like the Gables, very strong. Still going very strong. Still a lot of good things in place. North Miami Beach has an opportunity to sort of come back simply because of the high pricing in Sunny Isles Beach. Aventura sort of going sideways.
Okay. Fort Lauderdale, Hollandale.
Fantastic. Think about, given the fact we're around the Korean Peninsula, this whole concept, North Korea, South Korea, the difference in market conditions condo-wise, Dade County, from an activity perspective, is effectively North Korea. And you look at Broward County, Palm Beach County, they're effectively South Korea. They are humming. Why? Because mostly domestic buyers. They're welcome under the current regime, where foreign nationals are not welcome, and we got way too much supply being put up in Dade versus Broward and Palm Beach County. So I would tell you, if you're looking to go long and you're very positive, rah, 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 convention or visitor bureau stuff, go to Broward and go to Palm Beach. If you're looking to sort of take advantage of opportunities that are rising, with like what Seth and I are doing, Dade County is the only place you want to be, which is why Wall Street is coming in a very big way. They're putting their sights on what's going to happen. So there's a bunch of little red dots going on. It's just a matter of who's going to pull the trigger first on a big deal.
You know, it's very exciting that you say that, because I'm doing a lot of development deals for multifamily in Broward, and I've actually got only one in Dade County. Actually, I've got two in Dade County I'm working on, and they're both in markets that you say are firm. So that makes me feel good, and I'm going to use your statistics and maybe even have my guys call you. You still do any of those reports?
I'm still doing the reports. My prices tend to be a little bit high. I just raise them a little bit more.
Famous now because you're a media star. I know some people who may even help with that. Seth, I got another couple of minutes. I want to give you a minute here. Why just downtown? Why not some of the other bleeding places?
We're not looking to be experts in all of Dade County. We're very, very focused. We're concentrated on a 3.86-mile radius that runs from the Rickenbacker Causeway on the south, Julia Tuttle to the north, west to 95, and east to the water.
What's your favorite building? And why?
I'm focused on a particular building now. Property Markets Group built it. Great building, fantastic location, wonderful amenities, Echo Brickell. Love the building. They did a great job with it. But the problem with that building is you've got over 40% of the units that are presently on the MLS. I would make the assumption that roughly another 10 to 15% that are pocket listed. And so you've got a building right now that is brand new, just came online, and over 50% of the units in the building are presently on the market.
So, Peter, is that going to be indicative of the rest of the buildings as they deliver?
Ultimately, if you are a tenant and you've been overpaying on rent, your day of reckoning to be able to take advantage of the landlord is coming very soon. Very, very, very soon. There's going to be a little bit of a revolution. You know, I was saying anecdotally, how do we know we're at the end of the cycle? Besides the politicians getting arrested and the too much inventory.
You've got to come on again.
The other thing is, we start to see the government officials talk about affordable housing. Whenever they talk about, remember last cycle, Mark Sarnoff was a city commissioner in Miami. His big hustle was affordable housing, affordable housing. Lo and behold, the market went to sideways and there was no longer affordable housing discussion. So whenever we start building up, this is what seems to happen. And Carlos Jimenez is talking about it right now. In fact, Pedro Garcia, and Seth can talk about this more, the property appraiser. Seth, you want to mention the Pedro Garcia aspect?
Yeah, Seth, wrap it up because we've only got a minute left and I want to give you the last word.
So Pedro Garcia just put a report out that the Miami Herald picked up on June 1st in which he specifically told the tale of two cities in Miami-Dade County, where you've got areas like Doral and Hialeah that are going gangbusters, seeing 8 and 10% growth year over year. But meanwhile, the urban core, through his own report, states that we have overdeveloped, there's saturation there, and he expects things to get worse before they ultimately get better. And we believe that 100%.
Because he's projecting the county's income from property tax, and he's doing an estimation of valuation fluctuation. Is that why?
That's exactly right, Jim.
And the last time we were in this situation, City of Miami had junk bond status from a credit rating perspective, which ultimately contributed to the Marlins Stadium fiasco.
Okay, well, I think I'll leave it there so we can come back and ask you some more. Hey, Seth, if people want to get information on your fund, how do they do that?
They can go to our website at brickle-ventures.com, brickle-ventures.com.
All right, we're going to take a wrap here. We're going to go to a break. Woo! But I want to thank you guys for being here. This was awesome. I want to remind everybody we've got Craig Studnicki. He's one of the founders and leaders at International Sales Group, ISG Real Estate. We're going to get the broker's perspective. We've had the investors on today. We're going to have the brokers on too. Craig has listings all over town, and we're going to get his perspective. He's hanging on the line. Real excited to have him. I want to thank our friends at Levy for bringing him, and I want to thank you guys for coming in today. Will you please come back?
Absolutely.
Jim, I got to tell you, your view of Miami International Airport and the landing strip is almost more compelling than actually speaking to you.
Thank you, Peter. You always
I like Wanda's dancing.
I love the way he talks. It's so speed and concise and no breathing.
That's right. That's why we put him on. I've been waiting until it was his time, but right now, I think it's your time.
All Vulture right. time.
All right. Vulture into my life, into my life. All right, sorry for the big musical interlude, but we were having photos. I love these guys. They're amazing. We're going to have more of them, and I promise we're going to have more of Craig, too. We're going to have this going on for a long time. We're going to talk about it because the market is healthy in some respects, and there's some opportunities in others, and we're going to identify both sides of that coin. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their Audi store up in Gainesville, and they sell all their nameplates down in Key West. What do they got in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my wife, and lots of the people I know. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Well, the Palmetto's moving out there, so if you're by the airport, looks okay for now. Hopefully Peter is still relaxing and looking at that. Hey, if you need some cash out of your condo, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Want to invest in some real estate? Need to close fast? Hey, when you call us, one person makes the decision. We can commit that day. We can close in a week. Up to $15 million. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need high leverage construction financing? I've got that too. 305-773-6300. Need a development site? Working on a whole bunch of them. So give me a call. Jim Freed, 305-773-6300. Why call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are on with my good friend, Craig Stugnicki. Craig is the president. Are you the president over there, Craig, at ISG? What's your role over there?
I think I'm the chief cook and bottle washer, Jim.
You're the man. You touch every deal. You're on all these big transactions. I want to know from you what's going on in the market. We had the guys that are investing. They're telling me one side of the coin. I want to hear from you because I know you're in the business. You're in the field, and you do your study. You've got all your folks on the ground, all your soldiers telling you what's going on. So give it to me straight. What's up?
Of course. By the way, how are you? You good?
I'm doing great. Vivian's great. Yeah. She wanted me to say hello. We can't wait to see you in person. We're going to have to set it up to get you out here sometime. Maybe bring your lady. We all go out to dinner one night.
That would be great. I would just love that. I'd love that. Thanks. Well, listen, let me get to it then. We just published our new 2018 Miami report. We did preview it here or unveiled it at Brickell City Center. Swire recently hired ISG to take over the sales for the Reach and Rise condominiums here. And I thought, wow, what a better place to unveil the new 2018 Miami report than here. And that was literally two Thursdays ago, 820 realtors showed up biggest audience I ever had.
Wow.
When I presented to my Emory Port. Yeah, biggest one ever.
That's great.
And I think it's safe to say that everybody walked out of that room feeling very kind of inspired. And I think motivated to get very, very busy selling condos in 2018 and 2019, because it is our prediction and conclusion that this time next year, in many of the submarkets in South Florida, there's not going to be any new condos for any of these brokers to sell, because slowly but surely they're all getting absorbed on one hand. And on the other hand, developers, the bigger players, PMG, Related, Swire, Terra, they have stopped all pre-construction plans for any new condominiums really in the last 2 years. And there is nothing on the horizon in 2018, and probably not even in 2019, that suggests that any of these big condo players are going to start anything new. So this is what we're watching, is a new phenomenon here in South Florida, particularly Miami, Miami Beach, and Fort Lauderdale, where you are. There is, on one hand, this perception, Jim, that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of unsold condos that were built in this previous, that have been built in this current cycle, that in fact remain unsold, and it looks like they're going to stay unsold for a while. Our research says no. About 85% of everything that was put on the market, new projects in this cycle, and this cycle began in early 2012, are sold. And at the current pace of sales in almost every submarket, with a couple of exceptions, it looks as though by the end of 2019, most submarkets will be totally sold out of developer inventory, leaving nothing for people to buy except resales in MLS. And there are reasons behind all this, which I'm happy to discuss with you whenever, you know, whenever you'd like me to start.
Well,
but our conclusion is this. By the end of 19, there's nothing there are no new condos for people to buy. Everything will be bought that is currently either under construction or recently developed, and there's nothing new in the pipeline for anybody to be able to move into until probably, are you ready for this? 2022, 2023, maybe 2024.
No, I don't disagree with you. I'm working on pre-construction now for some condos, and you're talking 18 months, you know, before they're ready to go in the ground. It's another two-year build cycle. So if you're talking about starting in 2019, you're absolutely right. 2023 is the delivery point for the next round. And so,
yeah, because these buildings aren't 2 years building cycle. The only thing I might tend to disagree with you on is the building cycle itself. You know, we're not building. When I moved to Miami 30 years ago, a 15 to 20 story, you know, condominium was called a high rise. Today they're called mid rises, and nobody's really building them, particularly if you're east of 95. You're building, I was listening to Peter Zalewski on the, you know, while I was waiting to get on your show, and it was very nice of him to say those nice things about Echo Brick. It's actually ISG's listing. No, it really was. It is a fantastic building. It's 65 stories. It took PMG 3 years to build that building. But a 65 story building is kind of, it's not unusual anymore. They're becoming kind of common. So the building cycle is no longer 2 years. It's becoming more like three. And the pre-construction, the pre-sale period, which, you know, ISG made their mark in, I can't do it in 6 months to a year. It's going to take more like 18 months to 2 years, mostly because of the high U.S. dollar and attracting all of that money out of South America that the big boys need before they break ground. So you're actually looking at a total development cycle of at minimum, probably 4 years. Maximum 5 to 6 years. So if we're not starting anything until the end of 19, you're not going to have anything new for people to move into for a really long time. And I really think, Jim, that this time next year, everybody in the market is going to be talking like you and I are right now. The realization is going to hit that, oh, my God, there's not much inventory out there anymore. And there won't be, especially with new construction inventory.
I'm telling you right now, I'm already in discussion on three different deals for pre-con for condo. And I usually do rental. But right now, the place to be is condo development, I think. I think that in the right location with the right developer at the right timing, you can do it. And there are deals out there to be done. I'm working on some of them now. Now, Craig, you teased me. You teased me and told me you were going to tell me the reasons behind this. Could you please move forward on that?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
You and I both been in the real estate game long enough to know that eventually seller fatigue sets in, right?
Yes.
You know, think about a guy that puts his house on the market for $1 million. It's a little bit overpriced. And it stays on the market for a while. And then he fires the listing agent, hires somebody else, and then somebody else lists it for $950. It's still overpriced. Nothing sells. And so the owner fires that listing agent, hires another one, and the third one puts it on the market for $900. And he gets an offer for $875, and boom, it's sold. The broker C, the third guy, is a hero.
A genius.
No, you know what happened? You know, he's not a hero. Seller fatigue set in. The guy who owned the house finally said, just dump this thing already. The $1 million number was a fairy tale number. I guess $875 was the real number. Boom, I sold it. Well, the same thing is happening with every major developer in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, whether they're called PMG, whether they're called Related, whether they're called Swire. And what does that all mean? Every one of these players are offering buyer incentives to move their inventory because of seller fatigue. At Brickell City Center right now, there are certain amount. There's a certain percentage of inventory I have where Swire kind of rolled back the clock almost 3 or 4 years ago in terms of pricing. I can sell somebody a condominium here at price, in some cases, at prices people never ever saw. It's called developer fatigue. Swire wants to move the real estate. The Echo Brickell project that we were just talking about, Kevin Maloney and Ryan Scheer, the principals of PMG, same thing, but they got ahead of it a little bit. They've been doing that for about a year, either offering bonus commissions to brokers or incentives to buyers to move the real estate, and it worked. Related, my God, they're the maestros of it. They did it at Brickell Heights. They did it at SLS. They're doing it at Paradiso. They're also offering some incentives at Casa Armani up in Sunny Isle. So what's happening is you've got this developer fatigue setting in, seller fatigue setting in. They're offering incredible buyer incentives that a year ago you couldn't imagine. Well, now they're real. And they're also offering a couple of bonus commissions to outside brokers. And what's happening is the deals are so good. They're so good that people are buying, and they're buying from literally all over the world, despite the obnoxiously high U.S. dollar, which is what kind of slowed down a lot of the buyer traffic on that super highway between Miami and South America.
That's the
biggest culprit.
The other thing is the structure that these condos were built on, they're out of their bank loans, which gives them incredible flexibility on disposition. I was sitting with Carlos with some of his salespeople, and he sat there and dropped the price right in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. With you get 50% deposits from buyers, and you know, and what, 30 or 40% of the cost of construction and financing, there's a ton of equity in these deals now. It's one of the other ironic parts about what's going on in the cycle. There's never been as much equity in condo deals as there is today in Miami or Fort Lauderdale. But you're right. Because of that, the developers have the flexibility of being able to offer these, I'll call them, you know, closeout discounts, still maintain a modicum of a decent profit margin, and turn the project over and start planning their next one. And that's going on with everybody. I'm seeing it. I got the listing for Brickell City Center 2 months ago. And 2 months ago, there were, in all of Brickell Avenue, between Echo Brickell and between Reach and Rise and Flatiron, there were like 420 condos for sale. Today, there's 380. I mean, things are selling. Boom, 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 boom. Little by little by little by little. We're selling here at Reach and Rise as well because of the incentives Swire gave. So the incentives were probably unpredictable 6 months ago. That is to say that they would be collectively embraced by every developer, but they're happening. And there are buyers. There's always a buyer out there, right, Jim?
Oh.
At the right price, something will always sell, regardless of politics, regardless of currency exchanges. There's always a buyer. And we're watching it. I think that there are some markets, like maybe Sunny Isles will take a couple of years to fully absorb. Maybe the same thing is true with Edgewater. But outside of that, you know, I've told the people from Swire that by the end of 2019, 18 months from now, they're going to be done here.
Those are amazing units at Reach and Rise. It's an incredible living experience to be able to go down there into all the different things, walk over to your office. And what I'd like to do, Craig, is I know we got you at the last minute, and I'd really like to give you and Phil maybe some time to prepare, come in maybe in a few weeks, and really give us an overview, really walk us through that report. And how do people get a copy of that? How do people get a copy of that?
We have them now at all of our sales offices. We have them at Reach and Rise at Brickell City Center. We have them at Echo Brickell. We have them at Muse in Sunny Isles Beach. And I have them at the W up in Fort Lauderdale. You can always go to the ISG's offices in Aventura. But in Alton Bay. I can't believe I forgot that. ISG was recently hired by Mass Capital to sell a pre-construction property on Miami Beach known as Alton Bay. So what I've done is I've stocked up all of our sales offices with the Miami Report. So anybody can go to any one of our sales offices, sit with one of my salespeople, and they will walk you through the Miami Report. But I would love to accept your invitation to come on your show and walk you through it. I got to tell you, I presented this, as I said, 2 weeks ago here at Brickell City Center. It took me about an hour to present. Jim, you've done some public speaking. I'm on stage presenting the slides from this Miami Report. You had to see the look on people's faces. They were blown away by two factors mostly. One, that inventory is in fact selling, and then number two, because of the high dollar, developers like these big players had no choice but to basically put all of their plans to start new projects on hold. And that decision was made 2 years ago. It's happening again in 2018. You said it to me and to your audience. More than likely, you might see the beginning of some new projects by next year. But that means that's when we start the pre-sale campaign. Then you got to add the time it's going to take to actually reach the pre-sale numbers that these developers are expecting. You're not going to see inventory for people to move into until, once again, 2022, 2023, 2024. When the audience saw those graphics, you had to see jaws were dropping on the floor because they realized, oh, my God, there may be this perception that there's a lot of inventory to sell. Answer, there's not. And what no one is really thinking about, and I say this with all respect to the realtors in South Florida, is that there's not much coming. In fact, zero coming in the form of new supply in the pipeline for years. And I know I'm going to repeat myself, Jim.
It's okay.
But a year from now, the entire market, professionals in the business, and just your average consumer will be talking about what we're talking about right now. You have to be in the inside of the real estate business in South Florida to have the insight that you and I are discussing right now. And the IC Miami Report gives you that insight. But it'll become common knowledge in about a year. And that's when I think you're going to start to see prices go up again.
I want you to come on the show. We'll bring Phil. We'll give you guys a show. You're going to walk us through. We'll build an audience. We'll work with Levy to make the audience good. I want to thank the folks at Levy, as always, for bringing you on the show. And
they're great.
They are. I will reach out. We've got to go to break. I know you're out there in the field. Let me let you go sell a condo before dinner time. And
yes, sir. I'm actually at Brickell City Center right now, getting ready to try to do exactly that.
How did I guess? You are the man. You are the man. Knock them dead, Craig. We'll have you and Phil on the show. I'll coordinate it with your team. Wanda, take us out. We're going to have a couple minutes at the end with me and Wanda just having a good old time. It's going to start right here, right now, even though it's been going on for the last hour.
Mama Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona.
Here it is.
Yeah.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Let's go, Jim.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Oh, I love this song. Hey, Wanda, wasn't that terrific?
Perfect.
We were getting schooled by both sides today.
I think we can listen to that whole show and slow it down and get even more out of it.
They're amazing guys. Those are the guys with their finger on the pulse. You know who else has their finger on the pulse? Our friends at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a new car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years, I'm sure my mom gives that person quite a workout. Why? Because my mom's a member of the Warren Henry family. My wife is a member of the Warren Henry family. I'm a member of the Warren Henry family. I have friends going there today to become Warren Henry family members. You should too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Bring it back.
See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, Wanda, that was pretty interesting. We learned all about the housing and the crisis and the affordability and what's coming and what's going.
And still don't know how to say that guy's last name.
Zalewski?
No.
Zalewski. Zalewski.
That was with a V.
No, it's a Z for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Never
He's
mind.
The man. He's the condo vulture. That guy knows everything about the condos. And you should hear him. That guy goes like that. I have never heard him speak slowly.
I was listening for a breath.
Yeah, he doesn't take
them. He doesn't take
them.
That's
why he teamed up with Seth. Seth kind of has a mitigating, you know, Seth gets him slowed down a little. I want to get the guys from ISG in here, too. We've had them on before. They're terrific. They got great information. I want to thank our friends at Levy Communication, as always, for helping us out with that. So, Wanda.
Sir.
What do you think? You know, we've got coming up next week, I've been working on a real big podcast assignment.
Yeah.
I've got
assignment.
A guy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've got a group coming in. They're going to do a day and a half of corporate communication recording.
Tell me more.
It's really cool. We've got a big investor coming in. He wants to build his image on the internet. We're going to interview
Good.
Him. We're going to make 8 1-half-hour interviews. And I've got him. We're coming in. We're going to be filming him. And we're going to be projecting his information. We're going to talk about investing. He's going to be raising a fund. So what we're doing is we're creating customized content for him to project his image, build confidence in the marketplace, and then go out and sell his product. Sounds a little bit like what you do with the podcast.
Well, it is. It's a podcast.
It is.
Well,
what can
like
I tell
it.
You? It is a podcast. I know. But we're also going to do videos. It's going to be great. And I really enjoyed it because the group reached out to us.
I know.
Reached out to us. It was terrific. We're going to be getting that going, been coordinating with the whole team. It's a brand new business for you, and I'm glad to help build it here at 880-THE Biz.
By the way, you too can have your own podcast. We're right by the airport, so it's great for travelers. It's great for corporate folk coming flying in. You fly out, great food in the area. It's perfect.
It is. It's actually really great.
Blue Lagoon.
Great ingress and oh, my goodness.
Slow down.
It's easy to come in and out of here. Like you said, ingress and egress is the term, and the DOT is making it a perfect diamond interchange, which means it's going to be easier to get in and out of here.
Yeah.
It's been so hard with these ins and outs and lefts and rights. You got Burger King's building next door and everything.
I know.
So, Wanda, what do you think? What do you got planned this weekend? What are you and Fluffy doing?
Well, I'm going to be working on some new shows, putting together some stuff for, we have a new, actually a returning show that I'm working on. So just working with some of those hosts and getting their stuff together and their production. I'm doing a lot of production this weekend.
Well,
so.
While you're over here.
Which
you
is my fun thing to do.
If you and Fluffy want to go for a walk by the bay, I know where you can go. Just
okay.
Give us a call. Give us
well,
a call.
We'll
I'll be hanging out.
Always up for a good walk.
I'll be hanging out.
What's the weather going to be like?
I don't know. Well, probably like the rest of the June. A little bit rainy, a little bit damp, but
that's
you just put out. Yeah,
bring an umbrella.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes. And Fluffy don't know the difference.
Yes, he does.
So I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, our new sponsor, Real Connects. We're going to be getting some content from them. We're going to be getting some ads from them. It'll be good. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Love helping those guys and gals get jobs. Hey, thank you to our listeners. Thank you to our guests. Thanks to Seth and to Peter and to Craig, all of our good guests, ISG, the Condo Vulture guys, everybody. Hey, everybody, go to our Facebook, like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Please tell me who you want to hear from. We put your guests on. You can tweet at me, at Jim Freed. The show's at Freed on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. Thanks to Robert Pitts. Gets lots and lots of hits each week. Join us there. If you missed today's show, Robert's going to have it up on the webpage, freedonbusiness.com. He'll have it up probably tomorrow. Hey, you know, this is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this.
And Tuesday, if you missed this show, the rebroadcast.
Rebroadcast. Those are good. Those
Tuesday
are good.
Tuesday at 7. Tuesday
I love
7.
That.
Tuesday
I love that.
At 7.
Can't wait. We're going to do a new morning show again sometime soon.
Sooner or later.
Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. That's you. The other finds an excuse. That's not you. Now, everybody, go out there and make it happen. Honey, I'm on my way home. Wanda, you can take it out with the queens of rock and roll. One go.
Freed.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
And Wanda Miles.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
On 880.
Billions and 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 billions.